And now, the internationally recognized, critically acclaimed, world-famous Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Chatsworth, California, the place where the largest, most recent fire erupted in the Los Angeles area, is also home to, as some people may know, a billion-dollar adult film industry. A lot of the films that one may see from the adult film catalog are shot, literally, on location up there in Chatsworth, California. How has this fire, and we wanted to take a bit of an alternative view at fires, natural disasters, if you will, how it's affected out here in California, the adult film industry, which is the kind of, I guess you might say, the photo negative of the film industry in general. Chris Norton is a 28-year-old telemarketer from Manhattan Beach, California. He's also a young man who's producing adult films for the very first time. I understand, Chris, you also act in a few of them and you direct them. And most recently, you were up in Chatsworth while this fire broke out. First of all, I want to thank you for being on our program.
Thank you very much.
And tell me the experience of being on a set, shooting an adult film. You had suddenly the fire was evident from where you were, correct?
Yes, sir. That is correct. We were filming in the back pool patio area of this home in Chatsworth, which borders some of the mountain ranges. And at that time, we could see the fire in a couple of the canyons.
What is the film? And tell me that the film you're doing is kind of a satire. Is that it?
Yeah, it's a satire called Fahrenheit 69. And it's a satire and everything's been going on. But we were shooting the film in Chatsworth at Topper Ridley Ridge.
Which is where this fire originated that's burning right now, correct?
Yes, sir, that's correct. When the film started, when the fire started, I should say, the day before yesterday, we were setting up a couple of outdoor shots.
Who's in this movie, just in case any of us have heard of these people?
Well, maybe not. A lot of what we call up-and-comers. I'm in it. Dickie Sparks, Pepper O'Brien, and Missy Twist.
Missy Twist, huh?
Yeah. These are some of the new names in the business. I think they're going to be big stars. So we went outside to shoot an outdoor shot. We were setting up. The fire had started and was in fact, going up the canyon right behind the house we were in. And I sort of felt like I had an inspired moment. Lance Germain is my manager and is also a production manager for our film. And I asked him to go down the hill to a costume shop that I knew was down in Northridge. And he came back with a couple of fireman hats. So anyway, we set up this shot where we can clearly see in the background a fire race up a canyon.
So you were using the fire to inspire a theme of a part of the movie?
That's correct, yes, sir. And so I'd have to go into what the scene is about, but it's pretty standard stuff.
Yeah, you don't want to be specific. It's an adult film. There's graphic sex.
Yes, sir. It's fairly standard. It was two on one, two white guys and a black chick, and there's some back door.
All right, but we don't need to have. So you told the media that the L.A. County Fire is going to be hearing from your agent. I understand that you are not a happy guy today.
I'm not really happy
because they evacuated you and your crew, according to. The day's shooting was ended, right?
We had set up this shot. It was an improvised shot showing, as I said, a standard double team with behind you is fire and a battalion captain outside. I went outside and I talked to a battalion captain and asked that he keep his crew from hitting that part of the fire.
So you didn't want them to put that part of the fire out till you had the shots done?
Yes, sir, that's correct. Because we had a fairly interesting, like I said, we had some fire helmets on. So it was a firefighter scene. And it was a standard 2-on-1.
All right, I understand. You don't have to tell me what was in the scene.
Okay, but I asked them, and they said no. They evacuated the house, which cost me probably a couple days shooting time. We had purchased special costumes. We paid money for the costume rental. And we lost the services of one of our actors because he's booked on another film. We also lost Missy. She's booked. And we had to finish the film yesterday. And what would have been a really good movie has to have an ending that's not anywhere near as good as it could have been.
So all of the actors are gone. And your shooting was ended.
That's correct, yeah. And when you're looking forward to a exciting ending, a very intense sexuality, I had to finish the film myself with what's called a solo shot. And Yeah.
What is that?
Well, I mean, I guess the best way to describe a solo is it was just me. I was in a fire hat and nobody else, and I was just taking care of business, I guess. And I mean, it's good because I do have I've got very good screen sensuality and good screen presence with my sass, but because they evacuated the house, we're not allowed to use Missy. She's booked, so my agent is going to call LA County Fire. And we're going to complain about it, you know.
Let me ask you something here, because the fire is a serious thing. It's a threat to life and limb, and it's also something that is going to threaten property. They're trying to mandatorily evacuate people, okay?
Well, I understand that they care about mandatorily, you know, what you call, you know, evacuate or however you say it. But we were doing a film that had an inspired moment. See, in other words, most adult films are really don't have much plot. Our film has had a really funny plot. It was a very funny satire. It's called Fahrenheit 69, and it's a satire on everything that's been going on.
All right, but so you're willing to risk your life for this movie?
I mean, I don't think we were risking our life. I think because we're in the adult film business, you know, the firefighters probably were upset that we're in there having sass and they're having to fight fires, and I'm sure that that motivated them.
So you think this is entirely biased on the part of the fire department to get you guys out of that house because you were shooting an adult film? In other words, they were jealous?
I think there is a level of jealousy among a lot of people that we are working a business that's a lot of fun, and you get to have sass all the time. I mean, how could that not be fun? And here comes a guy who's, you know, he makes his living, you know, carrying a, I guess I could make a joke right now. He makes his living carrying a hose around, but not nearly as fun as, you know, the one that I carry around, you know. But so we're making this movie, and next thing I know, the fire, LA County Fire. And I think it's really wrong to evacuate houses what might be on fire. If some old lady is going to burn alive or something like that, I can understand. If some people are, most people, I guess, are afraid, okay. But I work in the adult film business, and I think we're very special people. It's a very close-knit business. There's not a lot of us. And in that business, there's very few really outstanding filmmakers. So I'm trying to make a mark, and I had an opportunity.
All right, well, why not? So there's no way that you could reshoot, because what I'm getting from you here, Chris, if I could interrupt you.
Sure, go ahead.
The film you were making had a rare opportunity to show the actual mountain burning while there's this sex scene going on, right?
Yeah.
And so you can't, that's nothing that you can just go back into a studio and recreate.
Oh, no, not in our business. We don't have the kind of money for digital effects and that kind of thing that the regular, you know, so-called, you know, like movies that don't have sets. So, or I mean, that show it, you know. So, yeah, it completely jacked up everything. And now, and then instead of the fire, I had to do a solo shot. So not only did I lose my actors for the day, not only did we lose our climactic scene, then I've got to do a solo, and there's no fire. I'm just sitting there what we did is we basically shot it in a bathroom, you know. And I'm going through a photo album of this girl who supposedly I fell in love with. That's part of the plot.
Chris Norton is with us. He is an adult filmmaker. Breaking into the adult film business as a producer, director, and actor. They were shooting a movie when the fire broke out in Chatsworth, a film called Fahrenheit 69. It's, I get the, I understand the satire there.
Well, I think it's going to be a very funny movie.
Okay. But in any event, you were evacuated before you could do the final scene. You felt that this was going to be a major scene for your film, and the LA County Fire Department, along with other fire agencies, evacuated you, and you've lost a lot of money. So your agent's going to call him. So what?
Well,
let me give our number out here before I don't think I have. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. We're kind of talking about something maybe a lot of people don't know, and that is the adult film business and how it actually connected to the fire in Chatsworth. So your agent's going to call LA County Fire. So what?
So that?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'll tell you what will happen. My agent is Rick Strumfeld, who is one of the top porn agents. He's going to call the L.A. County Fire and tell them that they're supposed to cooperate with filmmakers, and instead, I wound up, you know, having to do a solo in a bathroom when I could have had a two-on-one with a fire blazing on the side of the hill. You tell me who's going to lose their job. Okay, you tell me.
Well, look, the L.A. County Fire is going to care if they hear from an agent.
I don't think they've dealt with my agent. Rick Strumfeld is known as one of the... I mean, L.A. County Fire is going to have to reimburse me for the damages to me, damages to Missy Twist, as well as to Big Dickie Sparks, because all of these people who are tremendous performers in the adult film business, I had to pay them and everything, and I didn't even get to see anything. So that's going to be a major consideration.
All right, Chris Norton on the line here. He's with a production company, was doing an adult film, shooting an adult film. As we mentioned at the very top of the show, adult films are shot primarily in the San Fernando Valley here in, well, not primarily, but I mean, that seems to be the place that everyone says they're shot. And he was actually doing one up in Chatsworth when this fire broke out. What do we need? Oh, I got to put him on hold, bud, okay?
Okay.
Why does somebody else have to tell me that? They were doing a film. L.A. County Fire evacuated the house that they were shooting the film in, and he has lost a whole day's worth of shooting. They don't have the kind of money that legitimate films have. And he feels that they did it spitefully, that the firefighters, which would much rather be doing what he's doing for a living, having sex, than putting out a fire. 1-800-44... I doubt very seriously myself whether the firefighters care one bit what a guy does for a living, so long as they save some people's lives. 1-800-449-8686, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. It's not news, it's the Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686, the Phil Hendry Show is back.
Chris Norton joins me from the San Fernando. Where are you tonight? You're in Sherman Oaks?
Oh, we're actually just kind of having a little bit of a wrap party, but it's difficult to... enjoy ourselves in a situation like this.
The movie you were making, Fahrenheit 69, is an adult film that you were shooting in Chatsworth up in the Ridley Ridge area. When the fire broke out, you were using the fire as a part of scenery, as there was a sex scene being filmed in the backyard of this home that had a full view of the fire, correct?
Yeah, yes, sir, and I want to make a point right now, Phil.
But I've got this so far. Additionally, the L.A. County Fire evacuated you, and you feel they did it out of jealousy because you guys work in the porn business and they have to fight fires.
I think there's a lot of that, but more importantly, I think what needs to be said right now, Rick Stromberg, who's my agent, has said that the National Endowment for the Arts, as well as FEMA, should reimburse me on at least the day's shooting that we lost. I have to pay those actors regardless of whether we get the film shot. Additionally, this was going to be, in my opinion, probably the greatest satirical, porn, sex movie ever made. Instead, what happened was, basically I got raped by L.A. County Fire. You say they were saving my life. Well, look, the fire was nowhere near us. I had gone. Mr. Germain had already gone down the hill and got it. He got it two fire hats and some firefighter costumes, and he's got some tearaway firefighter pants. So it was a pretty funny scene where, Missy Twist, who is an African American actress, she's absolutely tremendous. Very beautiful and has ample charms. She's, showing the firefighters, look, there's a fire, and these guys represent the U.S. government and how it doesn't care really about anybody's life. And they proceed to just, double team her right there. And it's pretty funny because she gets into it and, like, all of a sudden nobody cares that their house is burning down, This is going to be, in our opinion, one of the major adult cess films ever made. There's a lot of sensuality that I was able to bring out in the scene. I was able to work with the actors to get the pure essence of the sets. And instead, the L.A. County Fire, because those guys are having to fight fires instead of, you know, working with a Missy Twist or an actress like that. Pepper O'Brien's another one. You know, so we get evacuated. So that's why FEMA and National Endowment for the Arts will hear from my agent, and they already have heard from my agent.
National Endowment for the Arts, though, gives money to artists. I don't think they give money to porn makers.
Well, look, that's one of the point that I'm trying to make.
So you're saying this film is more than a porn movie. It was a legitimate piece of satire.
Absolutely. And I'm out. And not only that, we had to finish the movie, which instead of this really incredible double team with Dickie Sparks, Missy Twist, and myself, what do we got? We got me in a bathroom, with a penthouse, wearing a fire hat.
Sounds pretty funny.
Well, I mean, it's funny, but I guess it's not very sexy. I mean, not as sexy as it could be. That's all I'm saying.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. I can tell you right now, the National Endowment for the Arts, after all the heat they took over the Mapplethorpe stuff and everything else, I doubt seriously they're going to reimburse you the money that you were.
They have to, because what I was doing is art. It was a legitimate piece of art. We had Bubba Licks, who is.
Who's Bubba Licks?
That's the name of one of our actors, who is a high demand up and comer. He was going to come on as the pool guy. So what you had basically was here's Missy Twist, who's one of the hottest actresses in new actresses in porn, and here's these two firefighters are doing a double team, and here comes the pool guy, and so the next thing you know, with the whole side of a mountain ablaze, it's full sense. See, and that's a satire, man, because that shows how the government will, in our opinion, will let you burn alive, rather than help you, you know.
All right, 1-800-44. I don't think I agree with that, but.
Well, I mean, you know.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Should the National Endowment for the Arts reimburse this gentleman? Even though he's making what a lot of us would call a porn movie, he says it's a satire, and so he deserves the money. Rebecca, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
I disagree. I don't think he deserves any money for that. I don't care what he says, that it's art. They're having sex.
Yeah. Why is that not?
Prostitutes, like they're
why is that not even
actress.
Why is that not capable of being art?
All right, you're talking about sex, and you're talking about, first of all, you're plugging your movie, like, you guys got to come see this. You're talking about these actresses and actors with these funny
names.
Well,
people plug their books all the time, and they win Pulitzers. I don't see what the difference
exactly.
is.
Exactly. That's why I think you're calling about this. It's ridiculous to say that firefighters don't care about people, and then you're making this satire about how they don't. You're talking about fire here that's happening, and they have a job to do.
Okay,
and then what about all the other people? What about all the other people that evacuate that have home jobs, like home offices, that lost money? They sell real estate every day. They, work out of their homes. They got computers there.
They have insurance. They've got insurance. And they also have FEMA. And all I'm saying is we're making a movie that the National Endowment for the Arts, they give money to people who are idiots. We're making a movie.
No, wait a minute. I want to interrupt here.
But Mr.
No, I want to interrupt. The lady made a point. You want money from the very government that you're saying would rather see us burn alive than help us. Now,
well, it's true. It's true.
But wait. Here's two firefighters that you're satirizing in your film. They come in to put out a fire. Next thing you know, they're having sex with the lady of the house and the pool guy, right?
Yeah, but that is...
Meanwhile, the real L.A. County Fire, you didn't want to help you.
Yeah.
Well, they proved
exactly.
it. No, wait, they proved it by trying to interrupt the shooting because they're jealous that we're having sex and they're pulling hoses around the street. See, even the lady thinks it's funny. Even you think it's funny. And another thing, the fact that I...
You know what? You're a little tongue-tied because I think you're having a hard time finding your way around this.
No, I know exactly what this movie's about. This movie is about commenting on the society, and L.A. County Fire. Forget it.
What do you mean, forget it?
I mean, just, how am I supposed to explain art to people who don't understand what art is? I mean, most people think art is like the Mona Lisa. art is happening all around us. It happens every day, and it can happen in every medium. Okay.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Mr. Chris Norton, who is filming an adult movie, a porn movie up in Chatsworth, it got evacuated. Now he wants reimbursement from FEMA and the National Endowment for the Arts for Fahrenheit 69. The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Define prostitute. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Chris Norton making a film called Fahrenheit 69. Premature evacuation, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, and you're making this move. Did you know there was going to be a fire up there?
No, I don't know there was going to be a fire up there.
The name of the movie, Fahrenheit 69, obviously a playoff of Fahrenheit 9/11, and then we've got premature evacuation.
No, I didn't know there's going to be. No, our movie was basically going to be a SAS film. But when the fire broke out, I rewrote the script. I went back. I spent a couple hours at the typewriter redoing it.
All right, let me interrupt you right there.
Yes, sir.
I mean, this is a porn movie, okay?
This is a satire. It's an adult film, but it's a satire.
Yeah, okay, but what do you mean you went back and you wrote 2 hours at the typewriter? What do you got to write, man?
I'm rewriting the scene. See, Mr. Henry, what we did was artistic. Fahrenheit 69.
And when did you tack on the subtitle Premature Evacuation?
That was a way of trying to make up for the fact that we got evacuated and lost money, and we're trying to get people interested in a movie. And that's why I went to an NEA and also to FEMA to try to reimburse myself. And because the movie ending with a double team on Missy Twist, and then that doesn't happen, and it ends instead with me with a fire hat on, sitting in a bathroom with a penthouse, as hot as I am, and I am very hot on the screen, believe me. It's nowhere near as hot as Missy Twist. So,
all right, 1-800-449-8686. Michael, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes. I just wanted to say is that if the L.A. County Fire Department acted under policy and procedures, there's nothing you can do, pal.
They don't have to. First of all, what do you mean policy and procedure?
Well, listen, just like we obey the law, just the way the police academies train their officers, the guidelines of the law,
right.
And if they felt that there was some kind of threat to the environment, whether property or life, and they can prove it that it's under policy and procedures, the way they were trained, there's nothing you can do.
All right.
The thing is that you're sour because you lost the money.
Can I ask you something? I don't
Go
know
for
what
it.
Are you a police officer or are you a
security guard
okay.
for the county?
All right. If you came in to our home up there in Chatsworth, which is a very beautiful ranch-style home, and
right.
you see us having sass at the pool, what would you rather be doing? Sitting in a mall security booth or having sass at a pool?
Listen, if I were to do that,
see?
I would get terminated. And you know
no.
what? That's not putting food on the table for
well,
me.
What would you
because
rather do for
I
a living? What? What'd you say?
Why would I mean? The firefighters, they were
dude,
doing the job, man.
Dude,
the only
okay.
thing that you're selling is because
point.
You're not getting reimbursed or paid for it.
Okay, let's say for a minute that the firefighters were doing their job, even though I know they're jealous. Number two.
Well, you got to get off that jealousy thing, man. This man's making a good point. It is policy. It is their job. They're going to get fired if they don't do their job.
All right. Then why isn't the National Endowment for the Arts stepping up for a filmmaker who's trying to do art in the face of the Bush administration basically, you know, taking out a loan to buy enough Vaseline for the filmmakers of America? So, you know what I'm saying? So
what are you saying?
Why can't I get reimbursed by FEMA or the National Endowment for the Arts or the LA County Fire Department? I'm not saying they should fire the firefighters, but they should at least garnish their wages to pay me back.
I don't think it's a life-threatening situation here.
It's a good idea, don't you think? They could garnish.
No.
They could garnish their overtime.
You're making money. You're making money by doing this industry, which I respect. That that's how way you make your way your living.
Thank you.
But just because a special moment of that movie was lost because you think the fire department was at fault? No.
Well, what about if they work overtime?
Wait. I'm going to interrupt that. You want firefighters who are out there saving people's lives to give up part of their overtime pay to reimburse you so you can pay back Dickie Sparks and Pepper O'Brien?
You know what? Those are people, too. Porn stars are people, too. and they got to eat. They probably don't eat as much as a firefighter.
All right, listen, Michael, thank you for your call.
You're welcome.
A very good point you made about procedures.
Look, Michael, I think that the yellow light on your car just burned out or something, man.
Well, why make fun of what that guy does for a living?
Well, I just think that what's going on here is, first of all, we have sets for a living, and we're very hot. Now, Fahrenheit 69, premature evacuation, was going to be a film that was a satire. When the firefighters and the security agents sitting in a mall band together and hate me because I happen to be hot, now what can I do? I got to go to FEMA for emergency relief.
Well, this is not a persecution by the fire department.
Well, I disagree.
Well, I think it's been. I think the point's been made. Jamie, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, man. I'm just saying, you took a chance, man. You're a businessman. You're trying to make money, I understand. But, dude, there's a chance of something that would go wrong and you not get your shot. So you might have wasted the money.
What are you talking about?
You gambled them all, so you have to set it up to yourself.
Okay, how come people in New Orleans get help?
Hey, the fire didn't come to you. The fire did not come to you. You went to the fire.
No, I was
doing that. You took a chance.
Wrong, man. I was in the house.
If that fire would have backed up and burned your actors alive, you'd be suing the fire department for not evacuating you.
Wait a minute. I was at the house before
the
fire started out.
And that scene was that blaze.
Dude, watch your language, man. Got to watch your language.
That guy is so stupid, man. I mean, first of all, I didn't go looking for the fire. The fire was there. And
all right, but why did you call the movie Fahrenheit 69 Premature Evacuation?
That's what it was, a satire about Bush and how everything's all jacked up. Okay.
What do you mean everything's all jacked up? What is? The country?
Yeah. You haven't heard, man? Bush is messing everything up. So.
Oh, yeah, man. No, I haven't. I didn't get the news. Is he screwing everything up?
Yeah. I mean, take a look at the at a poll. If you've seen the poll. First of all.
I mean, popularity polls? Is that what you're talking about?
Job approval ratings? Yeah. And secondly, yeah, it was a stroke of inspiration that. We were in that house in Chatsworth when the fire broke out. We were doing a double team. I had Lance Germain go down the hill to a costume store. He got two firefighter hats and some whistles. He came back.
So you improvised this scene with firefighters, and now a movie that you've already decided to call Fahrenheit 69 Premature Evacuation becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Absolutely, and that's what I think makes us very special filmmakers. Jesus.
And so therefore you feel you're entitled to NEA and FEMA money, and also the overtime wages of the firefighters need to be garnished to pay off Big Dickie Sparks and Missy Twist's day rate.
Yes, sir. And the way you say that makes me think that you're prejudicial against people that are hot. And so all I'm saying is, and
I'm not prejudicial against people that are hot.
I mean people in the porn business.
Not people in the porn business. What I'm prejudiced against is anybody would say that firefighter doesn't want to do his gig. What he wants to do is stand there and be jealous of you because you get to have sex while he's pulling hoses around the street, as you put it. Here is Ebby. Hello? Hello, Ebby or Ebby? All right. We'll take a break.
Well, wait a minute, Mr. Ernie. Did you hang up on them?
No, I didn't. They weren't there.
See, the one phone call, I knew who that was. That's one of our actors.
It was?
Yeah, that was Ebby Jones, and he was going to call up and defend me. And I just think it's really weird that you didn't hang up on him.
I did not hang up on him. That phone disconnected. Did you hang up on him, Bud?
No, sir.
Well, I think it's a lie. I think it's a lie.
You're calling me a liar.
No, I'm not saying you're a liar, but that Ebby Jones was going to call in and say how good premature evacuation was going to be. And now you jacked it up.
Hold on, man. 1-800-449-8686. I did not jack up anything. We'll take a break. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
You know, a lot of women find me very sassy.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
We have Chris Norton on the line. He's an independent adult film producer who feels that his film, the movie he was making in Chatsworth when the fire broke out, is more than just an adult film. It's a satire deserving of recognition as art, and because the production was shut down by the L.A. County Fire and evacuated, he lost his two big stars. The movie didn't end the way he wanted it to. He wants reimbursement from the National Endowment for the Arts, FEMA, and the L.A. County Fire Department by garnishing the overtime wages of firefighters. Let's go to Lloyd. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Lloyd, go ahead.
Yes, I want to speak to this young man who's making the porn movie.
I'm Chris Norton, sir.
All right. You should have a little bit more respect for the men and women that are fighting the fires.
I don't disrespect them, sir.
Hold on. You should have more respect for the men and women fighting the fires than being up there in Chatsworth, and I'm very familiar with this business, because my eldest daughter was lost to her mother and I. For 4 years, she was lost in the bowels of Hollywood, involved in this business.
Really, sir?
Yes, sir. And thank God we got her back. And I will tell you, when she got back to us, she had running sores and needle marks.
You got me confused with somebody. We're making a movie called Premature Evacuate.
Yeah, that's another thing. Premature evacuation is absolutely filth. And it mocks men like me who are older and, yes, have these kinds of problems.
Well, if maybe I can use you for a money shot.
Excuse me?
Maybe I could use you for the money shot.
You know, sir, when I saw what came home to me that used to be my daughter after porn business got a hold of her for 5 years, I would have driven to, you had been the one, I would have driven to your home. I would have tied you up in a kitchen chair, somewhere in your kitchen, or just tied you to a post of the bed, and I would have kicked you and kicked you, and I would have been crying through the whole period of kicking you.
All right, sir.
Mr. Henry,
hold on for a minute. I got to go to another call. 1-800-449-8686. Rebecca, go ahead.
Hi.
Yes, Rebecca.
I'm not going to
respect insane.
Your, hello.
I'm just saying, I think the other caller is insane.
All right, go ahead, Rebecca. We're here.
Okay. Henry.
You're calling me insane.
Put the other man on hold. I've got Rebecca on the line right now. Go ahead, Rebecca.
Okay, first of all, I'm not going to disrespect your business. That's what you do, and you seem perfectly happy in it. But you need to quit acting like a two-year-old. A member of my family is fighting that fire, and I've got news for you. The last thing on his mind is your hot body. And for
see,
you
this
to,
lady here is
and
can
for
I
you
need the
to,
other, put the other man on
let
hold.
Let me finish.
I know
let
I need to have
now.
The other man on hold, though.
Oh,
Mr. Henry,
I'm sorry.
My daughter was in the porn business.
All right, hold on. Well, look, this lady has a relative fighting the fire.
And I had a relative that probably was doing this turkey's bidding. And
hold on. Go ahead, Rebecca.
All I'm saying to you is,
so this is a double team.
Before you go and you start with that nonsense of yours about the firefighters being jealous of your body, come on, get real, guy. Keep it to the issues at hand. They don't care about your hot body, guarantee you. And when the members... Listen to me. When my husband comes home from fighting this fire, the last thing he's going to care about is whether you had a hot body or she had a hot body.
Was he there?
He's going to be tired.
Was he there?
He's going to be hungry.
Well, you don't know whether he was at the house we were making the movie. If he had been,
he might have come back.
Listen to me. I met Missy Twist. She's really special.
You're not going to go there with me. I'm too familiar with your logic of thinking, which you don't have.
You're too familiar with what you hang out with a lot of porn producers? I mean,
no,
what I'm trying to do.
Well, come on.
No, I'm
saying.
No, that's ridiculous.
The movie's called Fahrenheit 69, Premature Evacuation.
Don't worry about it.
You have a great program.
I enjoy listening.
God, would I love to kick you in the face until you bleed.
You know, we don't need any of that, all right?
Okay,
well,
listen.
The lady
listen.
Here.
Let the lady finish.
Let me finish with a little dignity.
I just want to ask you, you said that Missy signed your husband's fire hose?
You cannot have a sensible conversation, you idiot. You are such a jerk.
Ma'am, I'm trying to ask you.
Thank you for taking
Thank you for taking my call. You won't answer my question because you're frightened of me. Hello? See, she's turning her radio up. Rebecca, if you'll come to my office, I would love to see what you got.
Hold on.
Yeah!
What is that?
I fought my way off a hold. Now, I want that turkey.
He's on hold, man.
Who is?
The guest. And what are you doing on my... Put him on hold.
He can't put me on hold. The retard can't put me on hold.
1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
I'm not wearing any clothes right now. That's one of the things you do at Burning Man.
1-800-449-8686.
Oh, no.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
I understand the adult film business.
All right, well, your daughter and Mr. Norton is with us. I got a million people on.
Mr. Hendry, I was also involved in the adult film business for a very brief time in the 1950s. And back then, it was stag movies.
Were you an actor?
Yes, sir, I was.
And what do you mind me asking what your stage name was?
Well, I was the original Hugh G. Rection. That was the name, but there have been many of them.
All right, hold on for a minute. Let me get Wendy on the line. Wendy, hi, go ahead. Wendy? Is Wendy there? Wendy's not there. Here is Terry. Go ahead, Terry.
Yes. Hey, Mr. Norton.
Yes, sir.
This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard of before. How could you expect the federal government to pay you back for your stupid little film when you can just move it somewhere else and finish it anywhere you want to?
You've never even seen the movie. What are you talking about? I had a fire going behind the house. It was part of the theme of the movie, which is called Fahrenheit 69.
What? Big deal. Go finish your film somewhere else.
Oh, you know what? Why don't you just tell me all about my business? You know, the guy is that.
Hey, I was the original Hugh G. Rection.
Yeah, that's nice.